Andrew Kelleher, JMI Wealth, is with us last time this year. Andrew, is that right?
Yeah, it is.
Good. All right. Well, then let's get stuck into an absolutely positive subject, which is hyphy. What do you make of it?
Well, there wasn't much Christmas cheer in those numbers yesterday, was there? I mean, we've been talking a fair bit about last year about the weak state of the economy. Now, we can see the impact that that's had on government accounts. So there's a lot of facts and figures here, Heather. There's 149 pages in them, to be exact. Now, we had expected the figures to be weaker. The degree of weakness is higher than expected. You know, we compare the numbers to the what we saw in the budget 2024 documents, and they are worse. And at a very high level, this is a story of slower economic activity and a deterioration in the recent tax outcomes. So, look, there's lots of numbers, so we'll try and pick out the key ones. So when listeners out there head along to their staff Christmas party in the next couple of days, they'll know what to talk about. Because I know everybody really wants to do that. They want to talk about the hyphy. Now, GDP growth is slower than expected. So you can express growth in the percentage, or you can do it in dollar terms. Now, cumulatively over the 4 years to 2028, it's $20 billion lower. Now, government over those years receives $13 billion less in revenue than previously expected, so that is lower tax revenues. You've got on the government spending, you've got a couple of kinds of government spending. You've got operational, that's day-to-day. You've got capital spending, that's new stuff. They have been revised up. So less money in, more money out. Each year the government has that allowance for extra spending, the day-to-day spending. That was $2.4 billion in the budget documents. That hasn't changed. So it's still at $2.4 billion, 25, 26, 27. When you look at when do the books balance, when have you got earn more than you spend, as you've said, that's now been pushed out a year to 28, 29. There's a growth number here which catches my eye, because we know growth is negative for the 24 year. It's very small for the 25 year, but then it accelerates to 3.3% in the 26 year. That's a big bounce. Mm. We're going to have to wait and see whether that's achievable or not. Unemployment rate, 4.8%. The annual average peaks at 5.4%. You may get a quarterly number higher than that, so it's going to get a little worse before it gets better. And we've got this new measure, this Obergal X. Now, if Obergal wasn't bad enough, we've now got Obergal with ACC taken out of it as well, because ACC is quite volatile. So there are all the numbers.
Yeah, okay. So what does it actually mean for the government, do you think?
Right. Yeah, right. So the first point is there's no wriggle room here. There's no wriggle room at all. Without changing their plan, they now need to borrow more because the deficits are bigger. So compared to the 2024 projections, they now need to borrow $20 billion more. Now, we're already borrowing a lot more than we were before. The other thing that's not been talked about quite a bit here, Heather, at the moment, we're in the middle of what we call quantitative tightening at the moment. Mm. So the Reserve Bank bought a whole lot of government bonds off the government in the COVID. That was called quantitative easing. That created money. That's now being unwound. So the RB is selling those back to the government at the moment. That's increasing the borrowing requirement. There's calls for that process to be slowed. Lower activity, lower tax take projected forward. The government has decided to not reduce spending further. You just talked about this. That means they now have to sell $168 billion worth of government bonds over the forecast period. They've had to increase the short-term borrowing as well, so it just compounds. They put that target out there of having, you know, net core crown debt as a percent of GDP at 40%. They're not going to make that now. It's 46.5% at the peak. And at the end of the forecast period, 45.2%. There simply isn't money for new spending initiatives. Cost pressures on your existing spending could soak up quite a bit of that operating allowance. And look, we haven't even had time to talk about productivity. I want to make one final point, Heather. This Obergal X, this new measure that we've got, taking ACC out of Obergal. Now, is that okay? ACC is supposed to be self-funding in the long term. So the logic is the government doesn't want to be forced into short-term changes to their fiscal strategy to deal with short-term volatility to the ACC ledger. That's okay, I think, if ACC is actually self-funding, because the reality is under the old rules, these numbers would have looked a lot worse. And I just have to make the point, we gave it to Grant Robertson, didn't we, when he changed the rules on debt and he bought the New Zealand suit. So we kind of got to inspect this change as well. To be fair, we've got to ask, is it okay? And I'm still not sure about that. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Yeah, okay. Run me through the numbers really quickly.
Sure. The Dow Jones is down 0.5%. The S&P 500 is down 0.38%, and the Nasdaq is down 0.35%. The FTSE 100 lost 0.75% overnight. The Nikkei was down 0.25%. Shanghai Composite down 0.75%. The ASX 200 is at 8,314. They gained 0.78% yesterday. The NZX 50, 12,914. We had a good day, up 0.91%. Kiwi dollar, 0.5756 against the US, 0.9083 Aussie, 0.5482 euro, 0.4528 pounds, 88.37 against the Japanese yen. Gold, 2,640 bucks. And Brent crude, $72.83.
Andrew, are you going to get some sun over summer, are you?
Well, if we get some sun, I'll be down in the Coromandel, Heather. But hope you have a great time. Take it easy.
I'll see you there.
You will?
Brilliant. Well, yeah, I don't know what you look like, around. But I'll make sure I Google you, and then I will
be old and grey.
I'll stalk you. Hey, Andrew, look after yourself. Enjoy the Coromandel sun. That's Andrew Callagher, JMI Wealth.